And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Friends, sitting beside me is Phil Fish, Bob and Ray's overseas correspondent, who's back for our year-end get-together. So we talk about what has passed during the past 12 months and kind of look forward to the next 12. Phil, welcome back home for the holiday season.
Thank you very much, Ray.
And again, congratulations.
Where's to Bob?
Well done.
Where's Bob?
Bob is down the hall. He's down sampling chocolate cherries he's going to give as gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, where have you been, and all has taken place in the last year?
Of course, the principal part of my tour covering parts of Asia and the Middle East. I started out actually in Rome, Italy.
Well, you know the...
Then I hit Ankara and Karachi, Kabul.
Well, where?
New Delhi.
Yes.
And most of the places one would want to go to.
Phil, I don't want to correct you on the air or embarrass you, but I think most people realize now, you've been out of the country so long, I guess, but they pronounce it New Delhi.
It is pronounced that way.
But that itinerary you listed corresponds almost exactly with the one President Eisenhower recently, or just about finishing now.
Is that so?
And could you tell us about some of the reactions?
Well, in Rome, of course, Rome is a crowded place, right?
Well, we know it.
People thronged through the streets.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gay atmosphere, probably in contemplation of the Yule season.
Bill, what was the name of that castle that the president put up in while in Rome?
Gee, you got me, Ray.
Guerrere, or something like that.
You certainly have got me on that.
But what was the reaction of the people?
Time in the Borghese Gardens, which are very beautiful this time of year.
Phil?
And the Fountain.
What was the reaction to the president? I know it was rainy weather in Rome, and it's old news.
I had beautiful weather. The sun was out a good deal of the time. It was cold. But,
how about Ankara? Was the reception there good?
Ankara, I got one of the best receptions I think a newsman has ever been accorded. As a matter of fact, I brought back a couple of tapes that I made on this Middle Eastern trip.
Good. Have you given them to Cyril Porcia?
No, I haven't. What is that?
Well, he's has to set up our tape. We call him Cyril because we call him
Apple's
first name.
Oh, the gentleman over there, he has them, yes.
All right.
Well, this first is in Karachi, which I think should prove a very... interesting as
for
you.
When the president was coming down in an open car?
That I don't know, really.
Right.
I don't know whether...
All right.
I think he had been there.
All right,
or was coming there or something.
Phil, I don't mean to interrupt, but we have so little time. I wonder if you'd play that tape, please, won't you?
Karachi.
Well, maybe you can tell us what's going
on. Can't you just feel the excitement there, Ray? Yes, you can almost smell the assorted odors which permeate the area of the marketplace in Karachi.
Well, I know this is no time to criticize you, nor do I want you to misinterpret what I'm saying. But I think you pooped on your trip.
We had some delightful curry in Kabul, Ray, which I brought back the recipes for.
Wonderful.
And your listeners might enjoy trying some of them out later. I'll leave a copy of them with you.
Sure.
The other tape I brought is one of the hit songs right now being played throughout the Middle East.
Oh.
And it's called Sonali Sonali.
Oh, and beautiful sound.
It has a catchy rhythm. Rather tricky lyrics, which are hard to understand, but nevertheless, they stick with you.
Cyril, if you would, please.
Oh,
awfully sorry
My
about
goodness,
that, Bill.
I think you've ruined that record.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
That
was Cyril again, ladies and gentlemen.
Going to present that on one of the big network shows while I was back.
How long has Cyril been with us, not counting tomorrow?
His name is Cyril, Ray.
I call him Cyril.
Well,
if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've just spent a few minutes with Phil Fish, and you should do it this time.
Well, why don't we fire him?
No.
Phil.
Too close to Christmas.
Right.
No, not around Christmas time.
Well, okay.
I tell you what is proper around Christmas time, a word from Yardley. Right, yeah. If you would, please.
Gift sets by Yardley, almost Christmas, no time to lose, lots and lots of gifts to choose.
Is it too late,
Yardley?
Give her
a gift set by Yardley.
For her, there's a beautiful array of all-new Yardley gifts, from $1.50 to $13.50. For instance, there's the Yardley soap set, with two cakes each of delicate English lavender, romantic crushed carnation, and glamorous red roses. It's priced $3.50. Or there's a red roses cologne and dusting powder set, only $4. All prices plus tax. Yardley, at all fine stores.
Give her
a gift set.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, we learned that the little people of Polaris were planning an attack on Earth. And the commandant of the Interstellar Space Academy ordered all available personnel to stand by. Now, it's a few hours later in the commandant's office as Lawrence Spechtenberger, Mug Mellish, and Billy Headstrong stand by, waiting for further action.
We're here.
Standing by, sir, for further instructions.
Well, you understand, Spechtenberger, what we're up against. The Polarisans are planning an attack.
Have they
the
left
people Polaris? Just a moment.
Sorry, sir.
The little people are real. As you said, Spechtenberger, my hat's off to you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now,
what an honor.
Just a moment, please, there, Billy. Let the commandant finish with the instructions.
Well, we have got to launch a counteroffensive. We're doing everything we can to get all of the available ships on the launching
Mellish, wake up. Wake up.
What is it? What?
I missed anything,
Spechtenberger?
Mellish was nodding in the corner, Commandant.
Yes, I noticed he was. We hear at the Academy of Grip planning that you would be able to help us in every way possible, Spechtenberger, to help us bring off this counterattack, we call it.
Commander.
For its full military value.
Commandant, sir, have you been drinking?
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just that I can't understand what you're saying. Head or tail, I can't make any sense out of
just
it.
Just a minute, I'm getting a light on my scanner scope here. There, the picture's coming in more clearly. There are the ships lined up on the launching platform. You will be in ship number 8.
Number 8, yes, sir.
You'll take Spechtenberger and Headstrong along with you. And good luck to you.
Gee whiz, you mean you gave the assignment to young Headstrong?
I gave the assignment to young Mellish. He'll be in charge here.
Sir, I don't
it's
mean
a great
to...
honor, Commandant. I think you're making a mistake.
Fellas, let's go out of the Commandant's office, please. This is a little embarrassing.
He meant you, Spechtenberger, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he...
I don't care what he meant. Nothing. Get out of here.
Ooh.
What is it,
The next plane, or...
Stay
taking off in 2 minutes.
Wow. You mean they're actually taking off for Polaris now?
We're to go in rocket number 8. 1 minute, it's going to take off. I think that's the one with that Ordway girl.
Oh, you mean Jed Ordway?
That's right. Do you know her too, Headstrong?
Yeah, I met her the other day in the rec hall.
She's the darling of the co-eds here at the Academy.
Let's go down and stand by while this ship takes off,
okay.
Spechtenberger. I'd like to see how they do it.
Watch it.
Down to 14.
12.
Sure is exciting, Watts.
9. 8. He'll be leaving now in, well, 5 more digits.
4.
3.
3.
2 at least. 10. 1.
There
we go.
Beckenberger, Mug Mellish, Billy Hinstrong, and Jed Woodway will be taking off to launch the counterattack against the Polaris. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Beckenberger say,
"Yes, Mellish, you heard. Commandant wants some ice cream and he wants it quickly."
In the next exciting episode of Lawrence Beckenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Say, you remember a few days ago we were mentioning a CBS radio show called Christmas Sing with Bing?
Yeah, I recall something of the sort, yeah.
Well, you know, it's still coming.
Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Did anyone ever tell you?
What?
I mean, you have the memory of an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Christmas Eve for the traditional Christmas Sing with Bing. An hour's worth of seasonal songs from Bing Crosby and choral groups from around the world.
I understand the Reykjavik PTA chorale has just been booked.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Sing with Bing on CBS Radio.
Some people call him their Bingle, don't they?
Yeah, wasn't Sinatra tagged in with that?
Could have been, I guess. I have taken our portable microphone from the stage and gone down into our audience here. We thought we'd ask a few people what gift they'd most enjoy receiving for Christmas now that we're it's real close. How about you, man?
Well, I think I'd most enjoy receiving a sprinkler for my lawn.
Any special type or...
Well, I don't care anything about the make, manufacturer. Any make will do, just so long as it has a sprinkling radius of 2 feet.
I see. Well, that sounds like
a small lawn, but I believe in taking care of whatever a person owns. Size, no exception.
Do you think you'll get one for Christmas?
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Thanks for talking with us. And you, sir, what gift can you think of that you'd like best for Christmas?
Firstly, I'd like to say I hope that... that lady gets a lawn sprinkler for Christmas. Secondly, Ken Voss is my name.
Well, Mr. Voss, it's a very gracious attitude you have about that lady. Well, what would you like to get for Christmas?
I think this answer will surprise you. I wouldn't care if I didn't get a single gift for Christmas, favorite or otherwise. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, why is that, sir?
I'll tell you why is that. I don't need any gifts. I've already got the best gift a man could ask for, a lovely wife, 4 lovely children. Now, what more could I possibly want?
Well, that's certainly wonderful. You aren't interested in material things, then, huh?
No, sir.
It's really hard to believe.
Gosh, I just thought of how...
I believe you. I believe you.
No, I mean, sure, I'd accept a gift. That's common sense. But on the other hand, what better gift is there than to come home to a lovely wife and 4 lovely children after the toils of the day are behind you?
Well, I have a lovely wife, some lovely children. I've got to admit that...
No question about it. Beats any gift I know.
You know, sir, I feel clean talking to you. I wonder if I could shake your hand, Ken.
Sure. Gosh, I ought to call Sue and the kids and tell them about what a nice guy I met here.
Where are they here, Ken?
They're out in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. That's where our home is.
Well, I know how you must miss them, but what are you here on, a business trip?
No, the company I work for has more or less placed me here on a permanent basis. Mm-hmm. I've been here for, 11 years now. Mm-hmm. I have an apartment over in Sutton Place.
How often do you get to see the wife and kids?
Well, not as much as I'd like to, Bob. It's quite cold out there, you know.
Do they ever come to New York to see you?
Well, they may have, I'm not in my apartment all the time, and it's possible they could have missed me, but I never got any messages, so I don't think they came here.
Well, Ken, thank you for talking with us. I think we can all learn a lesson, you know.
Well, we got to move along right now, but we'll have a nice word here, a seasonal word, from Eddie Arnold in just 10 seconds.
Please.
Howdy, friends. This is Eddie Arnold. You know, I'm getting my Christmas greetings out a little early this year. Sure do hope you like them.
Right. Thank you. Until next time, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
This is the CBS Radio Network.